slightly back to normal. Hello, everybody. Penultimate round coming up. 6 weeks of the season to go. And we are really now getting into the swing of things. We're all in the studio. So Joel's joke at the start of every podcast about 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Not relevant today. Hello, boys. It's lovely to be back. It's lovely.
Oh, it's good to have you here.
3.34 seconds it took for you to use the term penultimate.
Glassjaw Kane.
3.34 seconds.
I hope Fletcher, every chance he gets, is saying it on your radio show. Just
why do you hate it so much?
Why do you hate it so much?
I just think it's so flashy and people can't wait. Like, second last, fewer syllables. Just, I'm a Penrith boy from the riff.
Oh,
no
please.
Penultimate out there, brother. Second last.
I've been to your house.
Second last. Waterside mansion.
Second last.
Years. Don't pretend that.
I love how he hides, but he always brings up the home brand. The home brand bread.
Yeah. What's for quick sale.
Yeah, that's it. You thought it was a brand for 10 years. Yeah. No, please.
When was the last time you were in an Aldi?
I don't do the shopping.
You got it. Yeah. Jeez, that took you far too long to get out of that chair. It is lovely to be back. What's different about Sean? Now, I saw you a couple of weeks ago. We're in the Joel's work, but we didn't have the bright light. There's something.
The glow?
Very tan.
Oh, yeah.
Either you're wearing the NW40 makeup from MAC.
Almost lost the coffee then.
It's the hair. There's something. It's the beard is more lustrous. Very different.
Look at this thing back here. Because obviously we can't get haircuts unlike you.
You know the story about him out the back? Because he goes out the back and sunbakes and he's big budgets.
Now this makes complete sense.
But there was tradies working nearby and he just wasn't that comfortable.
Furious.
No, there's tradies looking over and he's in the big budgets.
Because summer come early for a couple of weeks. About 2 weeks back. There was a 3-day stretch and it was not overly hot, but when you're in the sun, it's beautiful.
Yeah, magnificent.
So I'd wake up, check the forecast. I'm like, over lunch, I'm going to get the smugglers on here today. But then there's tradies walking back and forth, wheelbarrows. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
What about, I was in the doghouse, right? And the wifey was off the bit and so I just wanted to get some of that sun, and I've been working hard recently, and that's going to remain the case to the end of the season, which is fine, right? Which is great. It's great to be working. Anyway, so finally on Sunday, I'm pooped, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go get some sun. So I'm out the back, right, just getting some sun, and I've dead set been there for about less than a minute, and then the wife's come at me with the hose. Just smashed me with the hose.
Wow. Right?
So then I snuck back out. Just laying down again, bang! The hoses come at me again.
I like it.
Problem.
Just trying to.
I like it.
You know, stop me from doing what I want to do.
Tan Joel is a sexier Joel.
Oh,
I've always
please.
Said that.
Please,
I've always said that. Do we believe nothing happened in the bathroom between Adam Elliott and the female player Millie Boyle? They were just having a.
I'm not going to. I won't mention it on air. But I've priced up the market about what actually went on, which I'll share with you boys offline. We'll see if we can find.
Yeah. Well, hang on. It's been reported shirt off. I don't know about when you had your rendezvous with Misty Hyman. Did the shirt come off for a little kiss and cuddle?
No, mate. The Misty Hyman thing was a nothing thing.
You brought it up. You brought that.
No, you've literally brought it up.
You brought
anyway.
That to, I didn't even know about it.
Anyway,
how would I bring it up?
Mate,
I didn't even know.
She listens. It's very insensitive that you bring this up. But I don't know. Where to go.
What is it Misty, about rugby
Misty
league?
Misty
and toilets?
He gets rattled when Misty. Yeah.
What is it about rugby league and toilets?
You know what? It's going to go nowhere. The story's going to go nowhere.
Cheeky kiss? But cheeky kiss only? 100-1.
Yes. Yes.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. That's exactly
the way,
right.
By the way, no protocols were broken. Now, sure, it's not...
There's two different... There's two differing opinions of what's taken place. This one in the middle is a kiss.
Yeah.
One is over on this side and one's over on this side. They're both very different scenarios. Mm.
What do you mean the kiss is in the middle? I think the kiss is on the extreme minimum of what happened.
No, with rugby league, you can't think anything. It's just you got to take everything into account.
Anyway, I think we've managed to dance along the line. I can't wait for Ryan HG to have a crack at that on Saturday. Mm. Rugby league and bathrooms. Mitchell Pearce and the reports that he could be off to the Raiders, the Bulldogs might be interested. Would he be a good buy at this point of his career, Catalans apparently want to use their James Maloney money. But more importantly, would he be a good buy? Because I think he could be a sensational, sensational
pick-up. It's all about the price, Dan, when you say goodbye, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, Matt Burton alongside Mitchell Pearce, that's a major tick, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mitchell Pearce with the Raiders is a tick.
Yeah.
But Mitchell Pearce needs to be a big tick for the Knights, first and foremost.
Mm.
So the answer is yes.
Well, yeah, and more to the point, he's not being a big tick for the Knights at the moment, is he? Their attack's really... Australia. I know he's missed a lot of footy and whatnot. How old was he? 32?
That sounds about right. Do you know... well, he started in 2007 as an 18-year-old. So what's that? That's 14 years ago. Yes, he'd be around 32. He's up over 300 games. Do you know he and Clifford are 5-0? Is that the worst 5-0 you've ever seen? But they're 5-0 when they're together.
Is that right?
5 wins, no loss.
He's been offered a 3-year deal at Catland. Do you know that?
Oh, and the sensible option would be to take that.
Yeah.
Because South, I don't know what his personal situation is.
Also life experience.
That's what I mean.
Go over there. Yeah, for sure.
That James Maloney cross on, what was it, on one of the Fox shows, where beautiful sunny, they were at the Sam Mowers Cafe on the beach in the south of France.
He's got a cafe over there.
Yeah, little sort of pop-up thing.
Ah, good on him.
And you just thought, well, how good does this look?
Yeah.
Looks like he's on, you know, this is the life.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, no one would know who Mitchell Pearce is in the south of France.
No.
You know,
perfect.
Exactly.
That could be a bad thing for him.
Oh, I think if he toddled off to the bathroom with someone, I'm not sure it'd make the Catalans tabloids.
No.
Expansion meetings continue here, and I can't work out, gentlemen. Are they just trying to play nice for these three outfits that are trying to get a 17th bid? Or are they actually serious, the NRL? Are they keeping the conversation going? I say that because they haven't got a new TV deal yet.
Mm.
And this all is decided by TV.
Yeah.
I assume Channel 9 will retain the free-to-air rights. I know there's some reports that 7-1 Origin and 10 might be a player. I assume 9 won't want to lose it. It'll come down to them, I'm tipping. Because I'm guessing Fox will say, well, you know what, whether you have an extra team in Brisbane, if it's 8 games a week, it makes no difference to
us. Exactly, that's what I don't get, that argument.
So it really will come down to free-to-air. Will the attraction of guaranteed Queensland football... Because you would have one extra team, you can guarantee that one Brisbane team will be on Channel 9 minimum once a week. So, I don't know. They've announced a big profit today, Channel 9. I can't see them saying, oh, yeah, this is worth an extra $50 million a year to us. That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't at all support the extra team expansion. We haven't got the coaches. We haven't got the players. We haven't got the crowds going to the existing... I know there's no crowds at the moment for obvious reasons, but in a fully fit, normal world, we're not getting the crowds. Like, for me, it's... If you want to go and support Queensland, it's actually relocation.
Are they rolling this out because it's the safest thing to fall back on just to get people talking about other things as opposed to the clear change in interpretation of rules and complete backflip on six to goes and... all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought of that. But they do have to make a decision on this one way or the other because...
what do you think? Do you, and it depends what hat you're wearing, a broadcaster's hat, a fan's hat.
I think they're kicking the can along here just to keep the 17 prospective bidders interested. And I think they're genuine in actually coming up, having a process to work out who would be the most suited. But when they get to that meeting with Nine or Fox and Fox... I just can't see the broadcaster saying, yeah, we're going to pay extra money, and then that's the end of the deal.
Are you fatigued from rugby league this year?
Yes.
It's too long, isn't it?
But we say this every year. I'll say this, Joel, and this is a work-related thing more than a fan-related thing. I've hit my end point a lot later this year than in previous years.
Does the Olympics play a part in that?
In what regard?
Well, because it's generally a long battle. Between
that's true,
you know, the post-origin
to the last to the penultimate round.
Yeah. I find
the regular season, and then when September rolls around, you're fired up again.
Well, I just see the NFL, right? I listen to a lot of podcasts relating to the NFL, and they're so fizzed up about it because supply and demand. They've only got a 17-week season plus your finals.
Yeah, 18 this year, but 17 games for every team. But yes, it is the shortest of all the.
And
world
so codes. They are just frothing to get part of it, and then it just seems like. We're never going to go down that path because it's broadcast money, et cetera. But I don't know. I just think that
I'm dreading the footy finishing if we're not out of lockdown. Yeah, if we're not out of lockdown, which is there's every chance. That's dead set getting me through the week.
Oh, starter grabs a button. Huh? It ain't mine. Spring carnival.
Yeah, I know, but it's only the Saturday.
Yeah,
we've got Thursday night, Friday night, Sunday taken care of. You know, I love my Friday.
What
night
about the
rowers.
Summer comp? The Gus idea.
No,
I don't hate it. I don't know if I'd watch, but I don't hate it. I mean, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's a money thing, isn't it?
But why don't we?
When do you play the games? You're going to play it at 8:30 at night, middle of summer. You're going to play football. Yeah, it's someone's got to pay for it.
Yeah,
that's the idea. Oh, but I don't mind it because we're getting kids playing first grade that haven't played proper football for 2 years.
That's right.
And you know you've got to develop these kids along somehow. Do you find a serious question about lockdowns? Your kids, how adversely affected have they been with their education? Because they're at that, you're at very different ages, but very interesting ages from upper end to bottom end, right in their formative years. Like, how far has this set them back?
Don't get him started on homeschooling.
No, we've been pretty relaxed about it, to be honest. Yeah, we've been really relaxed about it. The kids have been pretty good. I don't know if it has set them back.
Mm.
What I think that you need mainly from school is routine for people, getting your school clothes on, the discipline of having to be there on time. That's what I think at their age. I think what you're learning or not learning at this time, you can make do with the homeschooling. But I will say this as well.
Social skills. The importance of interacting with other kids.
Yeah, that's right. That's fine. But also too, those kids who do it tough, what relief they'd be having at the moment. There's some kids who turn up to school each and every day.
Oh, yeah.
And they're finding it tough.
Bullied or...
Yeah, and I just find they're getting... and we're lucky our kids aren't in that scenario, but you also see kids trying to keep up with everyone else. And I think...
Do that? Sorry to interrupt, but there we go. So, well behaved. You haven't snapped at me yet.
No. Yet.
Not yet. But isn't social media the great ill? Like, that continues.
Yeah. The boys are probably a bit young for it, but it does continue, the girls.
Yeah.
But you know what? Anyway.
Okay. You're not as fired up as others about this particular
subject. In saying that...
So Kobe must be doing most of the...
She's between the lines.
Yeah, that's clear.
No wonder she's spraying him with a hose as he's sunning himself
there
out of the back.
There you go. That's probably...
We've all got... Okay.
That sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, are you supposed to be doing homeschooling?
No. But...
Very defensive.
We're very lucky that we, in our roles, and I mean that, we're very, very sincerely appreciative of that we get to leave home. And go to work.
Yeah.
We're very lucky we can do that.
A couple of topics here I want to get to because they're on the list and we need to address them. Turbo didn't play last week but was named. This is rugby league. This is rugby league since 1908.
Yeah.
Now, they've tried to at least tighten the system where you have to name 21 by Tuesday and then 24 hours, cut it down to 19. Well, Manly, as is their right to do, chose to keep him going for as long as possible, really, and then decided not to play him.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't see any problem with that, but I do understand the other argument, particularly from the gambling side of things, especially when the NRL is accepting money from gambling organisations. So it is a fair argument the other way.
It's been a bugbear of mine for a number of years, and I've kind of just let it go because I can't see anything being done about it. But where it annoys me is the NRL tries to have an each-way bet where they've banned... you know, super coach markets, all that sort of stuff from an integrity point of view, which can easily be solved. But then on the other hand, and this is the biggest integrity issue of the whole bloody game.
Mm.
This carry on. And if you look to it, it's easier to fix. Look to the states, how the states do it, you'll be well versed with probable, doubtful, all the different levels of that categorize.
Well, there's massive fines. if a club, a franchise is seen, the New England Patriots have been guilty of it.
Mm.
You know, not putting blokes on the list.
So if you have a number of probables that keep not turning up, you'll get a whack for that.
You've had that in the past. Yeah. Or even players like Tom Brady used to get put on the doubtful list every single week. Yeah. He was never doubtful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that was just the way they would do things. But what's the solution? Because, yes, it's a problem. I think it's very annoying that the team is named on Tuesday.
Mm. Okay, here's a solution, right? Here's a solution. Is that, and I believe we should be doing this, name eight, right? And then come 2 days out, you've got six players you need to confirm on your bench. And you still only, so eight reserves you can
eight
name.
Eight reserves.
So name eight, yeah. Right? Two days out, you need to trim that to six. Any of those six can make their way onto the field, but we keep the eight interchange. So therefore, you get rid of, how many scenarios have you seen throughout a year where a team's down to one on the bench or none on the bench?
Well, this is a different question.
No, it's the same question.
No.
Because then, but then 2 days out, you know whether a player is playing or they're not playing.
No, you've... Okay.
Do you understand?
I understand, but you've
so Tommy Turbo in that scenario,
you're going around the back door to answer the question. You're sort of finding a side door here to get to.
I'm climbing through a window, dude.
You're sneaking through one of his bloody other ideas.
That's right.
To justify this.
Which,
answer.
By the way, we should be doing in the Cowboys and the Dragons this week. Why aren't we doing something in that dead rubber anyway?
Well, we need something to give us. Thank God for gambling, because that gives us a reason to watch that game.
Can I just ask you something on this? Would you? I don't think about this the other day. Would you prefer it to be a 2-point field goal 30 metres out?
No, I don't think. No. Get rid of 2-point field goals.
We'll scrap it all together. It can't be there next year, can it?
No. Nah. Well, if you're going to have it, it needs to be 30.
Do you reckon?
It's given us some excitement.
But now, it needs to be 30 metre if you're going to do it.
Well, then every field goal will be 30 metres out. Because realistically, a 32-metre field goal, pretty gettable for the guns.
Yeah, but also too, it entices you, and if you miss it, 20-metre restart, 7-tackle set.
Like, I thought, yes, but when are you going to see it? You're going to see it at the end of games. Like, I thought, what was the game? It must have been the Friday night, Manly Canberra. Was it Canberra that went for the 2-point? I'm sorry.
What they did, that was Canberra. It was so stupid. Like, why would you do that?
It was perfect.
But why wouldn't you just take it from where you were? Why would you waste time passing it? Why wouldn't the person who was having the kick...
To get it to behind the 40.
But why wouldn't you just kick it out to touch there? Why would you kick it that past the 30?
Well, I thought they set it up perfectly because he kicked it to 35 out, 33 out. Therefore, you got the deep pass.
Yeah.
He gets it back behind the 40. It's deep enough. Ruppiner had a shot at it. I mean, he had a genuine shot.
But is he your best bet in that scenario?
Well, he's the only one that can get the distance.
Yeah.
Now, my problem was, if you're going to go for the 40-metre field goal and try and win the game there, that was the best way to do it. But I thought they lacked ambition. They should have... Frawley, who's got a boot on him, and I know they'd already missed one.
No, I agree with that.
He should have gone into touch 20 out.
That's right.
Take the one.
That's right.
And take the chances in golden point.
I totally agree.
Because a point, I think, helps them.
Yes.
I think a point helps them. We've got to check for an
edge. Yeah, just put them in front.
So, take the point.
Yeah, I agree. totally agree.
But Adam, the three through two pointers, Adam Reynolds against Tigers, okay, that gives us the Tom Burgess try. So without the 2-point field goal, we don't get that big moment. So that's going to justify the NRL. What were the other ones? Nathan Cleary kicked a 2 against Brisbane, and Adam Reynolds kicked 2 against someone else. But that was just a lazy one at half time.
Yeah,
but the one that's really counted actually did add to the contest. I think it was a false economy.
Mm.
But I hope everyone voted, by the way. That NRL poll, right? Yeah. They talked about the commentators, right? Buzz did something in the paper. That's a meaningless question.
How'd you go?
Not embarrassed.
No.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's not embarrassed.
Who was one?
Vossie. I think he always wins those.
Beats Rabs. Okay.
I think they've done that a few times and he's always done very well. He's a very popular commentator. Yeah. But no, that it's the other questions that will be, I think it's in the Thursday paper, the Telegraph and the Courier Mail, and I assume it'll be on the NRL.com website at the same time. These are the questions that shape the game, right? And they only get 20,000-30,000 voters. You think how many people watch the game? The 20,000-30,000 people, actually, this is what the NRL goes back to and says, well, we put it to a vote, and 65% of people said they liked the 2-point field goal. So they actually use this. So I hope you voted, because when the NRL makes stupid decisions, it's the people that voted in this poll that are to blame.
And it's a fair base. It's 30,000.
And they put some... I had a look at it. They put some questions in there.
six again. I think people like the six again, or they didn't hate it to the point that it's going to be changed.
Yeah, okay.
And speed of the game was just right, which I'd agree with, by the way.
Okay,
I actually don't mind the speed of the
game. It's just the inconsistency. Like, so often you see a thing, you go, well, that's a dead set six again, and it's not.
Mm.
That's the
genius of the six again is that things happen so quickly. Is that we don't have time to look
back.
Can't
dwell on it.
Can't dwell on it.
Okay, can I?
Because I think half of them.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say all the six agains are legitimate, but you could find double that amount that are as legitimate that don't get caught.
Yeah, and I still think the best teams are doing two things. They are pushing the friendship as far as holding them down, and they're a mile offside. The best teams are a dead set mile offside. The moment the players get the ball early in the sets, they're getting smashed.
We've been banging on about it for a couple of weeks now. Clear change in how it's been officiated, and it's all to do with the time of the year. We're 2 weeks out from finals. They don't want to embarrass themselves.
Nope.
Rugby League Eye Test on Twitter. We've mentioned him before. Follow him. He compiles all the stats each week, takes all the hard work out of it for me. Lowest six again count since round four last year.
Wow.
Which was only the second week that it was there. And we've added the 10-metre rule, sort of stuff to it.
Just want to bring this up.
I'm just surprised, sorry. I would have thought by now the NRL would have brought the penalty back for the obvious first and second tackle infringements when a team is rucking it out. I can't believe they haven't normalised that by now. I mean, they change rules at a drop of a hat. They've had 6 months.
No one's going to blow up about that. No one is going to blow up about that.
It's too late now. They can't start doing it a week out before finals. They should have done it a month ago. They should have done it 2 months ago when the Origin series ended.
On Monday,
they should have said, right, that's it. We're going to do this.
Monday's Graeme Annesley comes out and he talks about, you know, the decisions that were or weren't. What do you think about him being in the box grand final day? Or does that undermine what your staff's doing?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Can't be doing that.
If Graeme Annesley is in the box, then he's the video referee. Like, he is the video referee. Because don't tell me that Henry Perenara or whoever is going to have a look at what do you think, Graeme. Therefore, Graeme's making the decision. So if you're going to do that, make him the video referee. All right, we've held off long enough. See, I haven't hosted for a while. I forgot this is part of the first segment. But it's time to get those guns of the ready. Little one for me first up. I've got some others.
Oh, we know you do.
Why is it that whenever someone mentions the word insanity, they've got to follow it up with, as you know, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and expect different. Yeah, we know what it means by now.
Yeah.
So don't treat us as idiots and keep explaining it to us. That's only a little one. That's not. I can't remember who was the last one to fire that up.
And I'll be tipping also too. If you actually look up insanity, it does not say that,
doesn't it?
It wouldn't say it. The insanity would not be. Doing the same thing and expecting
different.
I reckon we've made
that
up.
Different people quote. Like it's Einstein's quote or it's insanity. Someone else's quote. Here's another one. I just thought
of this. Going to the dictionary.
I think we're going to have to start calling those people out. So we've got Brucings.
Yeah.
Mm. What was the one I came up with last week? Manganing. I haven't thought of a manganing this week.
Fletch came up with one.
Yeah.
Zeusing.
What's that?
So Zeusing is when people on a Zoom put everything around them that might be pumping themselves up.
Oh, geez, 18 months behind. People, the bookcases.
Or
and
just all the trophies or the...
That's right.
Or
the framed Origin jersey.
Zeusing.
Since that... Why Zeusing? Who did it?
Zooming. Zeusing.
Okay. I'm getting a little tired, and this is a Sky News thing, but everyone's guilty of journalists that hijack press conferences and make it about themselves. There's a particular journalist at Sky News, Andrew Clunnell, who's been doing this. Basically turns the Gladys Berejiklian press conference into his own personal pulpit. And then all through the day, repeats, this is the part I like, or this is the part I'm targeting, talks about, well, I asked Gladys this, and then repeats the question before she plays the whole tape of him asking the question. So there is a lot of this going on. Now, I've mentioned this before. When we get the big sports press conferences, right, and you'll see the big dogs turn up because they know it's going to be covered live everywhere, and they'll make sure they ask a couple of big questions. My good friend Jim Wilson has been guilty of this, but many. Kenny Sutcliffe used... Kenny Sutcliffe was there one of the greats.
I've always wanted to keep talking. I've always wanted this person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Nodder. The Nodder.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. And
we haven't have we touched on the great Danny Wilde though, is the best at placing himself in the footage. Look at him go.
Yeah.
Because he's not in the bubble and he's not able to be there real life, he's now there's vision of him doing this. He's just holding the phone up now.
Now this makes me a hypocrite. I think that's genius.
Please.
I think that's genius.
The Nodder.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
What a role.
So there's my
thing. Okay, mine's fairly tame as well. But you're seeing this with rugby league teams in the bubble. You're seeing this with Olympians or those connected to the Olympians. The contrived video set up to watch somebody cheer. You know that video?
Mm.
And then they post it.
Mm.
You know, most of those are replays they're watching. What are you talking about?
So there'll be players, and the Panthers did this the other day. Or the Storm, actually. Might have been the Storm. And there's the video watching them cheer, you know, and you do, with the Olympians.
Oh, yeah.
It's sat there, the video's filming them, and they know it's being filmed. They go over the top with the celebration, the contrived cheer.
Okay, that's a good one. I like that. There was one I thought was pretty good, but you might... see, it is as contrived. So when the Aussies were over getting their pants pulled down in Bangladesh, the cricketers, or Afghanistan, and Brandon Stark was in his event and...
Oh, the cricketers were
in. The cricketers. I thought that was pretty genuine.
Yeah.
But that might have been targeted. That might have been... By the way, Justin Langer, it's all over for Justin Langer. It is all over.
It was all over the moment that
the test came out.
He did not represent himself did he? And I think we said it
once
at the time.
Once players start leaking stories and gory details within, I didn't appreciate Malcolm Conn talking about the inner sanctum now that he's gone back to being a journalist. I think that was poor form. But it's all over for Langer. And problem is, I think they're going to absolutely pummel England in the Ashes. Pummel them. Like 5-0 is very much on the top.
Well, if they're going to do that, then they need him out beforehand.
That's what I mean. So anyway, all right, Sean.
Paralympics.
Oh, opening
ceremony. No, can't.
Yeah, remember the bazooka a month ago I said?
No, don't worry. But the opening ceremony was on last night. I really enjoyed it. It was a great spectacle. And for a lot of athletes, it's the highlight of the Olympics, really, because they're maybe not into winning a medal or whatever. No crowd, but still a big thing for them. The Australian team uniform. Why do we always bugger up our team uniforms? They come into the stadium. They got this old school sort of golf type polo on, and an Akubra hat. Why do we still pretend to be Crocodile Dundee to the rest of the world? No, they look like a bus driver in Townsville from the 1980s. All that was missing was the knee-high socks.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the first one.
That's a good one. That's a good
the
one.
Chief de Michon, or whoever you bloody say it.
Chef.
Kate McLaughlin. Now, she's done a great thing. She's written handwritten letters to all of the athletes going to the Paralympics, all 150 odd of them.
150 handwritten letters.
And the horses?
No. Well, in the equestrian?
Yes.
No.
Dead set. Now, this, I just want to read a quote out from Kate. Now, if this wasn't true, you'd honestly think it was a parody. I know they can't read, but people who love their horses know they are part of the team. They are athletes too.
Oh. The best part of that is, I know they can't read.
Oh, Kate, well done.
Hang on. I've
got to be very, very careful.
I knew this would get him off.
Look out, Dylan.
Very careful.
Dylan, there'll be plenty of time for Dylan. There's horses at... Do we have equestrian at the Paralympics?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Okay,
not
what
sure.
are the afflictions of the Paralympians
sure.
that are riding horses?
Don't know, but there's four horses that are there, apparently.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Good on you,
Will
Kate.
People watch the Paralympics? It's a genuine question here because I was fascinated that Seven put the opening ceremony on Main 7. 650,000 watched it. That is an outstanding. That is an outstanding audience for free-to-air television. It's okay. They got the voice. I assume the voice was on last night, and you got that lead in. But I'd be fascinated if people watch this in droves. If it's given, you know, big prime time status. ABC used to give it an hour, 6 or 7 for many Olympiads, and that was nice. But fascinating. I mean, it is competitive sport, and some of those events are absolutely fascinating to watch in working out. Bloody hell, how do they do wheelchair rugby? They smash each other.
Yeah.
And then you got to work out, oh, okay, I see the goal here is to cross the line.
There's a guy in ping pong who picks it up with his feet and paddles it with his mouth. Yeah, but it's bloody good, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Just on the ABC, right? Just on the ABC. And I know they probably try and become...
By the way, is Thailand the best at that sport?
I don't know. Can I
ping pong balls?
Yes, I get that. Can I just so the ABC, right? I know they've got to come across as not flashy spenders and those sorts of things. Have you seen the wardrobe across the board for the ABC and some of the ties that get brought out? Like they're trying really hard to look goofy. They're trying really, really hard. Have you seen it? What's the answer?
Are you thinking? No, I'm thinking what, like 90s footy show style ties?
Oh, it worse. No, like every outfit, it's like, come on, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I'll see one today, right, and I'll screenshot it you. Well, like give these guys a chance.
Yeah, but what are they? Trying to be a bit edgy, are they?
It's like trying to be like back in the 60s. It's almost like they're going over the top. To say we're not wasting money on fashion and trends and...
Well, they are paying Louise Milligan's legal bills. Yes. It doesn't leave much for wardrobe.
I need to find one because it is atrocious wardrobe. And I don't mean to be having a crack at those in wardrobe at the ABC, but it is.
Well, you are.
By the way, glass houses. Although this is a nice ensemble.
It's under more pressure than some of the coaches at the moment, these buttons.
You put on weight over... I weighed myself today, first time in ages. Yeah. Now, I've done no weights for 3 months, so I've lost whatever little muscle I had. I'm the same weight, which means I've put on weight, but it's the same number. And I was actually quite accepting of that. Mm.
See, I'm the other way. Well, look, I'm the same weight, but I've been running and stuff. So, anyway.
You must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, I'm doing plenty.
If you're the same weight.
Yes, but it might be muscle. Might be a bit of muscle. You know what I mean? I've kept the same weight.
Okay, thanks, Arnie. Thanks, Thor.
It might be muscle.
I didn't see the... The twice were invited over to his house. Yeah. I didn't see the... gym. Are we done with our Bambies? I've got one.
Yeah, go.
I've said this before. Dave O'Neill, the Penrith chairman...
Not the comedian.
No. Not funny, really. Not a particularly funny. But the chairman or CEO, I always get him and Brian Fletcher mixed up, but there's something about the Tigers. He always seems to rip in. He lowers himself to their level whenever they meet. So he's quoted in the Herald. It was posted yesterday. They're playing the Tigers this week. It would have been great to have this game back at Bluebet Stadium for our fans and for them to get a bit of payback for the way Tigers supporters treated us at Leichhardt. We're only worried about ourselves. We're not worried about the Tigers. Let them get on with their problems. We'll worry about hitting the finals in good form. West always seemed to get up for the Panthers. I suppose at the end of the day, and here's the quote, they've got nothing to lose because they're out of the finals race again and they can play touch football if they want. Why is this bloke constantly, I think, lowering himself to the level of chiding at the Tigers when it was Penrith that got Ivan Cleary out of a contract? They incentivized him to break a contract at the West's Tigers. I don't know what the problem is there, whether it's Justin Pascoe related, but I just think what.
But why is he even bothered buying into this?
When Penrith finally do win on Sunday, Ivan won't blow a kiss this time.
But that sole comment there, and they probably will win, but that just opens the door, doesn't it, for a whack?
Also, what have they won? What is this Penrith outfit like? I don't have no problem with a player saying this, or even Ivan, because you've got to go and back it up. I just don't see why a CEO or chairman would put undue pressure on their team, and they'll flog.
Could
the
you
Tigers.
Imagine Nick Politis doing that?
No, that's what. And this is
Matt Tripp doing that.
This is the point. Well, Matt Tripp would have the right because his team.
But he wouldn't do that.
Of course, he wouldn't do it. He's got too much class. But Penrith, there's a carry on about the Panthers' management, and they're flying at the moment as a club.
Mm.
They haven't won anything for a while. It's been 18 years since they won a comp, and you could argue they choked last year in the first half of the grand final. Why would, and I think you think they're certain, that you are very confident
for them to win the comp
this year.
Yeah, I am.
But what I'm saying is just win something first, then be, if you want to be that person, be that person.
Do you know what that is?
Insecurity?
Insanity. Do you know what the definition of insanity is?
I've heard what it is.
Well, what it actually is, a foolish or senseless action, policy, or statement, etc. That is insanity.
Right okay, there. Can we find out who came up with the definition that we repeat?
It was Albie, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was Albie.
By the way, I've left this out of Bambi, but I was going to go Hey Hey It's Saturday. They got a 50th anniversary show on Channel 7, but everyone's attacking Hey Hey It's Saturday, so I'm going to say, you know what, if Darryl Summers can milk this for one more payday, good luck to him. If he can get a clip show and get a big audience and he can stick it to Channel 9 because it's going to be it on Channel 7, God bless you, Darryl. You should have let this show go decades ago, but hey, it's your gravy train. God bless you. And that's it.
Gamble responsibly, folks. Have a good week.
That's it. Goodbye.
They're sending a message.
Outside, and the field is set to run.
Sorry, everyone. We're
still alive in the quaddy.
Sportsbet's new Bet with Mates. Start your group and share in the moment. New from Sportsbet.